president of the United States saying slide, I'm sliding. Trust me.
Just watch I'd have had that time.
It all depends on the situation of the game. You know, I just got to protect myself. But, you know, go out. The thing is to go out and have fun, man. We all admire what each other do. You know, we all want to, you know, each other to have success and you know, at all costs, protect yourself at all times, man. So, you know, I get it from my teammates. I get it from my mom. I get it from my friends. I get it from Andy. I get it from the president.
But he's a Bears fan, though.
Understood. But, you know, we all admire one another, I think, at the end of the day.
You got everybody in camp here. It's not often the first day you get everybody. What's that feeling like? Does that say something to you?
It's awesome. It's great to have all the guys here. Everybody's enthused. Seems like they're happy to be here, you know, happy to be around one another. You know, we just enjoy each other, right? You know, as of the last, you know, year or so, and continue to build our relationships and friendships and, you know, our brotherhood, and it's special.
Well, Sean said that you spoke to him about becoming more of a leader this season. Why did you take it upon yourself to tell him to do that?
Well, I spoke to a couple guys, and I think any great football team has to have multiple leaders. It just can't be one guy leading because, you know, we all have to pick each other up. And, you know, we can't lead the defense sometimes, and the defense can't lead us. So, you know, everybody has to hold themselves accountable. You know, everybody has to be able to encourage one another and pick each other up, you know, in times of need, you know, because some days, you know, we're not going to have our best days, and some other players are. So, you know, it's important for guys, you know, to become vocal, to become leaders, because this is their football team as well, not just mine.
Mike, you're a well-known figure, but is it still pretty surreal to hear the president talking about
it? Oh, it's awesome. I mean, it's great. You know, I mean, it goes to show that, you know, you recognize. And, you know, I got to continue to keep doing what I've been doing. You know, put this football team in the best situation possible. And, you know, just go out and compete each and every week and try to have fun and enjoy it. I've been blessed to play this game. You know, I thank God each and every morning I wake up, you know, for all the opportunities that I have. And, you know, we all are blessed to be here.
Have you ever had an interaction with him before?
Not as of yet, but I'm looking forward to it one day.
Mike, it's a two-way street. You got any advice for him?
Nah, we'll try to convert him over to an Eagles fan, see if we can make him an Eagles fan after this season.
What was your initial reaction when you first heard it?
I was stunned. I didn't believe it. But it, you know, it was awesome, though. You know, just one of those things where you hear it, you know, it's hard to believe. But at the same time, when it all soak in, you know, you think to yourself, yeah, man, he got a point. So if he's saying it, then I got to do it. So first run of the slide, and, you know, he'll know that was for him.
You know, you win a Super Bowl, you get to talk to him about it in person.
That'd be awesome. That'd be a dream come true. And it may be my opportunity to meet him. So, you know, it's something to pray for, something to, you know, work for. You know, it's not going to be easy. And that's the one thing that we do know, and I acknowledge that, and that's why I come out here each and every day and put in, you know, as much effort as I can and try to be better the next day than I was the day before.
Well, you only got 4 years to get it done then.
Only got 4 years to get it done. Hopefully a little longer.